the top five mistakes entrepreneurs make. What are they? And you constantly see them coming up over and over again. Obviously, if they did, it would make the top five. But I'm sure it makes you cringe when you see it happen to to entrepreneur after entrepreneur.
Well, I must say it's happened enough that I actually compiled a list, and I really broke it into categories. And probably if we look at the top overall mistakes, and I'll do like Letterman does and start from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
One is the number five would be a failure to state evaluation. And that's very controversial. Some consultants will tell a venture, oh, don't tell, you know, don't state evaluation because you'll be leaving money on the table. You know, wait till you start negotiating. To me, that's a big mistake. Imagine that you're considering that you've been successful enough and now you're buying cars and you're buying Porsches and you're a collector. And you see an ad that says, you know, 1965 Porsche for sale, no price. Well, you have no idea if it's an old clunker
mm-hmm.
that you could pick up for $1,000 or if it's a, you know, prime car that may cost maybe selling for $250,000. And that happens to all of us. If you don't get a sense of what is the price for something, you don't begin to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, in my opinion, entrepreneurs that don't state some valuation range or their first stake in the ground and be willing to negotiate is a big mistake. You hide your light under a bushel would be number four. You don't explain what your venture is about. You can't articulate it. It's amazing how many people you see present at our screening sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And after a 15-minute presentation, the first question that one angel asks is, I'm sorry, I still don't know what your venture does. I mean, that's just inexcusable. You should be able to articulate that just immediately. Probably the number three would be you surprise your board or your investors. They're there to help you. If something's going wrong, if something is – you lost the biggest account you had, a contract you expect that isn't going to happen, whatever it is, you want them on your side. You want to tell them as soon as you find out so they can begin helping you work out a solution as opposed to think, oh, my God, I can't tell them that because they're going to be angry or upset or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably number two would be a failure to execute, where you literally see companies that snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. They're going along brilliantly. They're going along brilliantly, and then they just stumble over something.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
In one case, the company I told you that was hugely successful, Gadzooks, the founder CTO, well, he was the initial CEO. They brought in a professional CEO, got tremendous amount of venture capital, had done an IPO. And then he realized that the technology had changed and he wanted to modify the technology they used. He could not get the board or the CEO to buy into that. They first pushed him into a skunk works because after all, he was a founder and had a lot of
uh-huh.
shares.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he quit in disgust. And the company that did what he wanted to do is called Brocade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a multi-billion-dollar company. Gadzooks Networks was sold a few years ago to Broadcom for $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And here was a company that had a almost $3 billion valuation at its peak. So here was a total – they took the best company that was – the ones they had defined in the storage area network, SAN.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with the architecture, defined the terminology, and yet they ended up losing. And probably the top one is lack of integrity. I can't tell you enough. Any sophisticated investor, the moment they see anything that suggests a lack of integrity, will just run from that entrepreneur. There's just – because you know that if that person cuts a corner here or there, you're next.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if not next, at some point you run that risk.